@DarkBlackwood on Twitter. The latest thing that's getting everybody upset is this Bette Midler tweet. Bette Midler is this woman, man. She's old. She's been doing this shit for a long fucking time, since I was a little kid, you know, since the early 80s. And what she did was, she put out this tweet talking about women are the N-word of the world. You know, that's white people's way of saying nigger in a polite way, the N-word. So, you know, of course, all these, you know, black Twitter just got engulfed in flames. They were just so fucking mad. And then she later on came out with a tweet. I screenshotted that shit. And then she later on tweeted, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I'm your white ally. I just was so upset about the Kavanaugh hearings. And I felt that it was just so unfair. I just didn't know what to do with myself. So I'm still your white ally. I'm still your friend. I'm still in the fight with you. Once again, I'm sorry. And think about it. There's no class other than white men was more protected, privileged, or pampered than a white woman. Right? There's just not. In slavery, they weren't whipping white women. They weren't getting hit with the lash like the Negroes. And y'all have a couple people to say, oh man, fuck is you talk about, man? They were Irish slaves. You mean indentured servants who did 7 years and got their freedom back? And then after that 7 years, got freedom dues, which you can Google and see. So, and you got to remember, the Irish, at least at the beginning of slavery, wasn't considered white. It sort of became white later on, once they figured out that they couldn't give blacks the same rights as whites. That's when the Irish became all this stuff, right? So I believe, as Ta-Nehisi Coates says, the race white is always changing. It depends on if they accept you into this club. It always changes. So look, white women have been doing this since the beginning of the induction of America, man. It's like, it's always been and one great book that can really speak about this, that can really go deep into this, The Man Not by Dr. Curry. Dr. Tommy Curry, he is a beast when it comes to gender studies and black male studies. He's a beast. There is no one better than him when it comes to speaking about the statistics about domestic violence in the black community. This is a man, that's his field, that's what he does. And you can read about the history of the white woman and how they have been co-conspirators of white supremacy. Right, so her saying that white women are the niggas of the world reminds me of the early white feminist movement, when you had Sojourner B. Truth, you had Harriet Tubman, you had a writer, a true writer. What's her name? I just read a book about her. She was a writer. She wasn't into that gender war shit. She was for women. But she was not about cooning or buck dancing. And this, mind you, this is during slavery. Ida B. Wells. Ida B. Wells Barnett. Yeah, Ida B. Wells Barnett, man, was a rider. She was the one that was putting it down. She was calling out coons. She was the truth. You know, she doesn't get spoken about enough. So, during that time, what you had was a bunch of white women who were using black people that was using slaves. They would take pictures of the slaves and they would put an image of a slave being beaten. Or even if I don't think it was a picture, but it would be like somebody would draw a picture of a slave being mistreated. And they'll say, this is basically, we are the Negroes. You see how women get treated? We need equal treatment. You know, this is what white women used to do back in Susan B. Anthony's time. And basically what that meant was, look, we don't want to get mistreated so bad that we start getting treated like niggers. That's the lowest of the low. Like, that's just the lowest of the low. Like, us getting treated like niggers? This is just unheard of. This is what they were doing back in slavery. So what Bette Midler did wasn't anything new. This is something they've been doing for a long time. And then what happened was, black people got their freedom. White women were like, oh no, they're not our equals. Like Susan B. Anthony said, I don't see them as equals. I don't think that they're intelligent enough to really vote or participate in any of the matters that us white people do. And guess what happened? You had the black codes, you had, you know, the Jim Crow laws and all of that up until the 60s, right? 1960s. Then what you had? You had the Civil Rights Movement. This is when I believe Cesar Chavez, they had some kind of lawsuit with Latinos or Mexicans or whatever, and that got overturned. Therefore, once that got overturned, Brown versus Board of Education and all of this other stuff, while the Civil Rights Movement was putting it down basically for white women, because white women became a group that was classed as minorities. So once they did that, you had a lot of white women talking about feminism and, you know, oh yeah, you know, putting their arms around black women, talking about, yeah, this is feminism, this is sisterhood. You know, I'm tired of the white man slapping my ass. This is why you had that film with Dolly Parton. Man, they old as fuck now. Dolly Parton, man, I forget what that movie was called. But basically, it's a sexist, chauvinist white boss, and he likes, you know, looking at Dolly Parton's huge tits and looking at, you know, he's just all kind of workplace harassment. So that's kind of what that film was. I forgot what the damn film is called, but it's like one of the movies that kind of like got Dolly Parton, that like helped Dolly Parton kind of, you know, build her name. But the white feminists, man, they've been doing that game for a long time. And then guess what? Once white women kind of got those rights in the Civil Rights Movement and they were classed as a minority, and they came out with the workplace laws and, you know, that they got to start treating women equally at the job, shit. The white women say, man, I'm cool on all that, you know, wrapping my arms around some sister with an afro. Fuck all that. So it's like, if you follow history, the stuff happens, stuff like this happens, goes away for a little bit, then it comes right back. You know, when it benefits one group, is going to, you know, when it benefits one group, then the other group kind of backs off. And black women have always been the mules for white feminists. Black feminists have always been the mules for white feminists. That's basically what all I'm saying during this broadcast, this little short broadcast. It's black women always become, you know, black women always become the whipping girls or the, you know, they're not respected. So this stuff with Bette Miller's doing, talking about, she's just so outraged about the Kavanaugh hearings. Okay? I can think of so many situations where black women have been getting mistreated, I mean, for centuries, okay? And you're telling me, throughout this duration of her life, how many black women have been mistreated, have been raped, have been done wrong, okay? It happens every single day. I believe there was this situation where it was a white pimp, okay? There was a white pimp, and there was a black worker that was a worker under this pimp, right? And the pimp was beating her up and was doing all kinds of sexually vile kind of crazy stuff to her. And what she did was she killed him in self-defense. And I believe she got like 20 years or something. Where was Bette Midler when this woman got sentenced to 20 years for defending herself against her white pimp? Where was she then? When black, you know, all of these black women that get mistreated. Sandra Bland. Where was she? You know, it kills me, man. It really kills me. But let me hurry up, get inside, and I'm out.